welcome back to it. You know, just how far out to left field are the Democrats and all of this? Well, I think there's a couple of examples I could give you. I'm going to go for Catherine Clark, Congresswoman from Massachusetts. Her argument is that killing terrorists supports the case for impeachment. I can't even make that up. Killing terrorists that might otherwise kill Americans is a reason to pursue impeachment, so says the congresswoman from Massachusetts. These are rank-and-file Democrats today. Rank-and-file Democrats today are siding with Soleimani, with a terrorist regime in Iran. And if you don't know what Iran was prior to the revolution in 1979, it was a very cosmopolitan society, open society. Women were free to do as they wanted, very well educated, didn't have to wear the burqas and so forth. And it was a society that was open and accepting and modern. Then came the revolution, and most of these people won't even speak at all anymore for fear of being killed or their families being killed. It's a different world, of course, than it was 40 years ago. But let's go to this Catherine Clark, congresswoman from Massachusetts. And as you listen to this, you have to ask yourself, what do these fools smoke in the morning before they go to work? I mean, honestly, what are they smoking before they head to the office each day? Bite number four is Catherine Clark of Massachusetts. Bite four. Go.
There is now an international crisis with Iran. The United States, as you well know, has killed this top Iranian figure. Does this crisis, or how does this crisis, affect the impeachment process?
You know, I think that the two are linked by the fact that both highlight we have a dangerous president. We have a dangerous president who is unpredictable, who acts out of his own self needs and ego wants, and not those of the security of the country and of the American people. And when you combine that with a dangerous and unpredictable world, we have a threat to our security and to Americans here and abroad.
So in a global war on terror, I guess the Democrats would like you to be predictable, would like you to telegraph and ask permission before you kill terrorist leaders and so forth. I guess that would make the most sense. Honestly, what do they smoke before they go to the office in the morning? It's an impeachable offense because we have an unpredictable leader in an unpredictable world. I'm sure that's going to sell well in Iowa. We have an unpredictable leader in an unpredictable world that Americans in Iowa and Minnesota and North Carolina and around this country see as doing the right thing and protecting America. It's truly outrageous that for the first time in my lifetime, for the first time in American history, one political party is siding with the terrorist regimes. One political party is siding against America. Can you imagine what world we're living in that is now the truth on the ground? The Democrats are so hateful of the president, are so politically biased, are so partisan in their approach to the job that they attack the president for killing a terrorist who has killed directly hundreds of Americans. His commands have killed hundreds of Americans, men and women serving in the military, plus civilians, plus so much more, and was planning more, and the Democrats are siding with him. Kellyanne Conway at least got it right. She said, I'm not going to be lectured by these people at all. Bite five with Kellyanne Conway. Bite five. Go.
I'm not going to be lectured by people who voted affirmatively to fork over $130 billion in cash to Iran, which helped to fund the Quds Force. I don't think it went to economic development and women's freedom and liberation in Iran. Do you? And so I'm not going to be lectured by them. I'm certainly not going to be lectured by people who are weak on foreign policy like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. I mean, she was ridiculous yesterday in terms of the projecting weakness from it. She just wants this country to be weak when it comes to foreign policy.
She said the president did it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be lectured by these. Well, what she should say is the truth. These feckless weasels. Not going to be lectured by these feckless weasels. I want to give you a little bit of hope here, though. I do. I want to give you a little bit of hope. And that is Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. A little something I found for today's affirmations. You need a daily affirmation, a positive affirmation. Well, here's today's. Comes from a Medal of Honor winner. He's lifting my spirits. When I heard it, and I thought he would lift yours as well. It's bite number 7 for your daily affirmation from Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. Bite 7, go.
We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for, who you worship, what you worship, who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if he knew who your father was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters.
Someone else will raise your sons and daughters if you want to pick a fight with this military. If Iran wants to retaliate, as they have threatened and the left is so utterly afraid of, I strongly suggest you make plans for the future that don't include you. That's what I would say. You make plans for the future that do not include your presence. All right, it's 25 after. That's what's going on. And no retaliation yet, by the way, from the Iranian regime. Could it come? Sure, it could. Could it have a price? Sure, it could. But I'm not going to apologize for killing terrorists, now or ever. That's the bottom line. We don't apologize for killing terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't put up with it. So, Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.